Good evening, everyone. I'm Lenore Moudou, and welcome to Health Chat. Women and men in many places around the world use various products to lighten their natural skin tone. Skin bleaching or skin lightening is a common practice for many, and despite warnings of health risks, well, the practice remains. We will discuss this issue today with our guest, Professor Edmond Dele, who is joining us via phone from Accra, Ghana. Dr. Dele is a physician and chief consultant dermatologist at Rabito Health Services in Accra. Professor Dele, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you with us. And to our listeners, well, if you would like to participate in the show with your questions and comments, please call 202-619-3111. The U.S. country code is 1, and you can ask your international operator to reverse the charges. You can also email us your thoughts or question at healthchat@voanews.com. We will start discussing skin lightening in just a moment, but first, here's an overview of the issue. Helen Diai uses a skin bleaching lotion every day. She says she was not aware of any health risks when she started using the products.
It is because I used to see my friends bleaching their skin, so I also started myself. But I can now see that it is not good because it affects my face and some parts of my body. I'm even trying to stop by using weaker products.
Skin lightening is a common practice among women and some men in many parts of the world. But experts say the products used often contain hydroquinone and mercury, two powerful toxins. Dakar resident Nabu Dime says skin bleaching is not good.
I am against skin bleaching because it seems to make you beautiful for a moment. But with time, it can destroy your body. It can bring you diseases like cancer and skin infections.
Many users of skin bleaching products feel that lightening their skin will enhance their beauty. In some cultures, men are said to be attracted to women with fair skin. But Dakar resident Hassan says he prefers natural beauty.
What I like about a woman is when she's natural, whether she's naturally fair or naturally dark.
Experts have linked skin lightening to various side effects, such as excessive darkening of the skin on the finger joints, atrophy of the skin, stretch marks, infections to system-wide health problems like diabetes and high blood pressure. African markets are flooded with these products in what is said to be a multi-million dollar industry. Dr. Hawa Diagne, a dermatologist in Dakar, says part of the problem is the lack of capacity to scrutinize imported products.
What we need to understand is that we don't have the means to control or test these products. The products that come in can be labeled no hydroquinone or 1% hydroquinone because people who introduce it here know for a fact that we don't have laboratories or any structure that would allow us to control what's in these products.
Some countries have passed legislation banning the import and sale of skin lightening products, but many of the products can still be found on the shelves of beauty shops and markets. Professor Dele, again, thank you so much for joining us. Now, you heard the report there, and there were so many different issues with regards to skin lightening. Before we go in the issues, can you please tell us, first of all, is there any difference between skin lightening, skin bleaching, and skin whitening?
Honestly, in my opinion, you can hardly find any difference. It is just a way of probably making the thing sound different. When you talk of skin toning, you talk of skin bleaching and skin whitening. For me, in practical sense, it's the same thing. There isn't really much difference. But people, because of stigma and because of shyness, even when they are using the skin bleaching creams or whitening creams, and you ask them, they say, oh, no, this is not a skin bleaching cream. I'm just using this to tone my skin. Okay. And yet, the effect is the same.
Okay, so it's a term that seems to be more politically correct, to tone my
yes.
skin.
Yes, that. Than scientifically
now,
correct.
Now, Dr. Dele, what do your clients, your patients tell you, or people that you meet as a dermatologist, why do people bleach or lighten their skin? We heard in the report one woman was talking about beauty. What is it? What is the common reason out there?
And the common reason is actually beauty.
Okay.
It's beauty. They want to have, when they come to me in the clinic, oh, my skin, I want the skin to shine a bit. I want it to be fair a bit. I want it to look, you know, so that I want to look more attractive. So that is really their main reason for coming to bleach.
Now, can you explain the process? We know, at least I know, that the melanin, the product is will affect the melanin, which will turn lighter. But can you explain the process of this whitening?
No, it's a simple thing. We all know that the melanin is the main pigment which distinguishes us from the white people or those who are colored. But it isn't actually the quantity of melanin that we have. But those, the melanocytes, which produce the melanin, are more active in the black skin. And not only that, it is how the melanin pigment itself is localized. You see, if you take a white skin and you take a black skin, the simplest way to find out where our melanin granules are is to take some acetone, take a white, just take cotton and clean the black skin. You still see some blackness there. So whereas in the Caucasians or the white people, the melanin granules stay deep in the skin, the granular layer. In the black skin, the melanin granules go as far as to the corneal layer, okay, for the simple talk, even the outermost part of the skin. So that you see that you sometimes hear that you can never make a black person clean. In a sense that after washing him with soap, cleaning him, you put and then you find it there. So it is this and if the distribution of this melanin all over the skin of the black person, that most of the skin bleachers think that, oh, if I'm able to peel off the first part of my skin, that is the epidermis, then I'll leave the other part, which is fairer. And that is actually their main purpose of doing it, is to remove the pigment or make the melanin lighter than it is normally in the skin.
Okay.
So their main purpose is to reduce it to the minimum. And so generally there are two simple ways of doing it. Either you stop the melanin from being produced by
How is this possible? How is this possible?
Well, you know, there are definitely the hydroquinone, that is why they use the hydroquinone, so that it will prevent it from being produced.
Okay.
And then some of them there are enzymes which help us in the process. Tyrosinase is one of them, but not to bore the ordinary people from being a technical lecture. So they do these things, one, to stop the melanin from being produced, or if the melanin is being produced, to destroy it. And that is the purpose of using the bleaching creams.
Now, which one would you say is more dangerous, stopping the melanin or destroying it?
Well, both of them to some extent, in the long run, affect the functions of the skin. Because each of them wants to stop this pigment from being on the skin.
Okay.
But of course, the products so far that are in the market, those which tend to stop the tyrosinase from producing it are less toxic. But now evidence is showing that even some of them can also cause cancer. So in short, so far, even though we are having conclusive evidence, but it is clear that they end up by endangering the skin, the skin that God has given to black people or dark people.
So
we always insist that, no, please do not get rid of your pigment. It is useful for the health of the skin and for the health of your body.
Because the melanin, from what I heard, it helps protect against the damaging effect of the sun, right? Am I correct?
Yes. Oh, definitely. Perfect. Yeah, yes, perfect, because the simplest way to find it in Africa, where we have a lot of sun, is that look at the albinos.
Yes.
People who by nature don't have the pigment, you know, and which affect their eyes and affects particularly the skin. What happened to them? A clear sign, I tell my clients, is that see them go into the villages, and I travel a lot. You see that a good number of them have skin cancers, squamous cell cancers, which really confirms the critical role that the pigment plays in protecting us against the formation of cancer and protecting us against the damaging rays of sun in tropical Africa.
So then, let's talk about some of the effects or the harmful effects of skin lightening. I know you mentioned a couple of them, but I wanted to go a little more in depth. You talked about the possibility of cancer. Can you tell us about that? What type of studies or what type of...
Honestly, since I came to Ghana, I started practice in 1974. I've been spearheading the campaign against the use of lightening creams. And even in my youthful days as a young dermatologist, I gave this theory that, look, you irritate the skin. You can cause ulcerations on the skin. And we know ulcerations of the skin too can lead to cancers of the skin. So that was in 1974. And quite clearly, after almost 15, 20 years, research work and biopsies done on people who have got what we term exogenous ochronosis. It's a big word. But it just means that the hydroquinone goes in, there are some elements in the elastin and the collagen fibers which are destroyed. And histologically, you find out that the collagen and the elastin, which really make our skin supple, are destroyed. And with the exposure to the sun, you find some of these people have ulcerations on the places where they have been bleaching for a long time. Mm-hmm. And on these ulcers, the skin cancer develops. And some research too are showing that you have these phenolic products, which are also involved in this process. And that, of course, we all know where there's phenol and these things can lead to the creation of cancer. I can tell you without missing words that I have evidence in the clinic. People who have bleached for so many years have come to me with this, and I've sent them to the laboratory, to histopathology, and they have come out with squamous carcinomas. And we've made it very clear to the public that there is this likelihood, and so people should be very careful. But, of course, if you want to talk about the side effects of using bleaching creams, of course, the commonest is the irritation on the skin. Some of them have irritant contact dermatitis. You use it for some time, then you begin to scratch on the skin. And then some also have what we call contact dermatitis. And then what is even more common is that most of these women who use the bleaching creams, I tell them, you know, the skin has its flora, bacteria which stay on the skin, and they are commensals. But as soon as you start bleaching the skin, you change this symbiotic nature of the bacteria, the fungus on the skin, and so you easily have infections which make you, as a woman or a man, to smell so much. And most of these are due to fungus, to bacteria, mixed infections. So that you see these women who have been bleaching for a long time, they have a very nauseating smell. Mm-hmm. Once they enter the room, in any clinic or something of that sort, even with their husband, sometimes their husbands themselves come here and complain, oh, my wife. And then you do the test and you find out they have bacteria infections and fungal infections. So those are very clear, and the people know of it. Even they have specific names for such ladies. They call them Coca-Cola.
Why Coca-Cola?
Like Coca-Cola. Because generally, the black skin people, most of us who have the black skin, if you look at our skins, we are exposed to the sun. So those parts like your face, your arms, and so forth, if you don't wear long sleeve shirts, they are definitely darker than the other parts where you you wear your clothes. But the women who are bleached, as you rightly said in your introduction, they have hyperpigmentation. So then that adds to their third color, so that they have three colors. So they call them Coca-Cola women. So you have three colors. One part is so dark, the other is fair. Then you have the normal fair skin that we have. Some of us have, some of the blacks have, when they wear clothes for a very long time, in those parts which are protected. Okay. So definitely, some of the causes are these bacterial infections, fungal infections, viral infections, which in my experience and my check are more common in women who bleach or men who bleach than the natural. And of course, as you rightly said in your introduction, when you have chemicals like mercury, like lead, because some of the bleaching creams are not only containing the hydroquinone. Some of them, they use soap, which contain mercury, which contain lead, and all of us know the effect of these things when they are absorbed in the bloodstream. Okay. They will definitely affect places like the kidneys. They will affect even your brain. So this, we've been giving them lectures to tell them about the dangers of these being absorbed in the bloodstream and can affect organs which are far away from the skin.
And, we will talk more about this.
There are some of these dangers that we have when you bleach your skin.
And Professor, Professor, we will talk more about this. We have to take a short break. Stay with us because we have more to talk about indeed. So we'll take a short break. And when we come back, we will discuss skin bleaching today with Professor Dele Edmond.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
Feast with your ears on Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell inviting you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
This one I judge. This one I judge.
Every show brings you the best music from across the continent. Old songs you know and love, and new songs to discover. You'll meet artists too. Listen to Africa's superstars and rising stars in exclusive, unplugged interviews on the radio or on my YouTube channel. Search for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We play only the best right here on VOA Africa.
Welcome back. For those of you joining us late tonight, we are discussing skin lightening. Joining us via phone from Accra, Ghana, is Professor Edmond Dele, Chief Consultant Dermatologist at the Rabito Health Services in Accra. And a reminder that you can join our conversation by calling 202-619-3111 and the U.S. country code is 1. And we do have our first caller with Conrad from Nigeria. Welcome to Health Chat. Conrad, are you there? Okay. I believe we have Conrad, but we will have him back in a few minutes. Professor Dele, let me ask you about some of the harmful effects. Have there been any reports of death
from bleaching cream? And do you know of?
Oh, definitely those who have come with haircuts know me. Some, and of course, they have bleached for 30, 40, 50 years. So before you know, they are dead. I know of clear cases of 2-3 of them who, like, customers, they have died because of the bleaching. There is clear evidence. I have their files. And they were coming to me, and their relatives have reported to me that they died. And I'm very convinced that it was because of that. Sometimes they get so embarrassed. They can't go to the clinic because people begin to stigmatize them and laugh at them. So they sometimes want to hide from the place.
Yeah. Okay. And then the type of cancer that you describe, I know that sometimes I've heard that some pregnant women that used to bleach were suggested or recommended not to bleach during their pregnancy. So are there any type of effects on the baby or any type of other cancers that will develop?
Oh, definitely. You know that if you are using bleaching creams which contain hydroquinones and those things like that, they are absorbed into the blood, as we are talking, and some of these things have traces of mercury and lead and going into the baby, definitely we should expect that they should come out with some brain problems and others. There's no doubt about or kidney problems. And, of course, anecdotal statements have come, yes, anecdotal statements have come from some people that they have noticed that. And you will see that even research is showing that in some mice and other things, it's clear. So you find that they... For instance, the European Union, they have banned the use of hydroquinone in products for fear of this cancer. But of course, we need a long time. We need a large number of cases to become something that can be scientifically proven. And that is our prayer, that with people getting interest in this and such discussions, we let people to be interested, and we do some more research on it and come out clearly. So what we can show is these are the clinical reports we can give people who come to it. But we are hoping that some more research will be done about some clear-cut things will come to tell us. But why it is difficult in a place like Africa, as you rightly said in this one, how do we even get these statistics? How are you able to get these people around? Because the bleaching is not only taking place in the towns. It's taking place in the villages. It's everywhere.
Yes,
It's almost sad. In fact, when we did a sample in the Makola market in Ghana some 15 years ago, without exaggerating, I went with some journalists, and we noticed that out of 10 women in the market, almost six out of 10 were bleaching. We talked to them. They explained to us. And as one of your commentators was saying, some of them don't do it because they want to be beautiful. Not, let us be fair. It is just a habit. Then we saw the mother using it, and she also started using it to look fair. And then she gets the side effect. So I think I was very happy to hear the lady saying it, that, well, they probably don't know the harm that will be done. But when you go right into the villages and you talk to them, even people who cannot afford a good meal a day, they are doing it.
That's amazing.
And they tell us that we, the men, to be fair to them, we like fair women. So that is why they bleach. And they tell me, quite frankly, that is why. It's because of the desire of we people to love fair women.
Okay.
That is why they do that, to attract themselves to men.
So I guess the responsibility is shared. Let's take our caller, yes. Conrad, who is back. Conrad, welcome to Health Chat.
Good evening, my good evening, doctor.
Good evening, Conrad. Go ahead with your question, please.
Yeah, doctor, I want to find out from doctor, why is it that these people that bleach, when they pass you by, whether men or women or boys or girls, you see them smelling. They have a particular odor. I don't know why is it so. And secondly, when they go in for operation, it is very difficult for the operation to heal. The doctor will leave the wound open till it heals by itself. Why is it so? And secondly, what do people benefit from bleaching?
Thank you, Conrad, for your question. Dr. Daly, I guess you touched earlier on the older part of his question. And so he also asked about healing from operation, it seems.
Yes.
So go ahead with the answer, please.
Yeah. No, I think it's a very brilliant question. And when I was trying to tell you the effects of hydroquinone on the elastic and collagen fibers of the skin, I told you that they are destroyed. And if you see the women who bleach and you touch their skins, they are fibrotic, they are hard. So you imagine such a case, the surgeon has to go in. Of course, he has difficulty cutting through such a hard skin where the elastic fibers are destroyed, the collagen fibers are destroyed. And wound healing also becomes a problem. So he's quite right.
Okay.
The surgeons complain about that, so he's quite right. And as for the smelling, I think I explained in my previous talk that it's because of bacteria, fungus, mixed infections, so the people smell like that. So that one is quite clear.
Okay. And Dr. Daly, we are running out of time, but I wanted to touch on the solutions. As we see, skin bleaching will not stop overnight. It's a social problem. Women will still do it. Some men will still like women that are lighter skin, whether rightfully so or not. So what are some of the safe products or safe approaches that can be used alternatively if people are to continue this practice?
I think, as I said jokingly to somebody, if I were able to get a product which would not give any side effect, I should become a billionaire overnight. But so far, no product has come to my notice, which is actually, for instance, one of the products which people talk about and we use, as I was telling you, the peeling effect of certain products like azelaic acid, you know, where it's made up from grains, from barley and so forth, and applied 10 to 20% of it. We found out that when it does that, it peels the skin off and takes away some of these discolorations. But people are still not sure whether this may not also give us some. Azelaic acid is one of them. Then you have kojic acid, which is also a byproduct of the fermentation of rice, which is used in manufacturing a drink in rice wine in Japan.
Okay.
That too. It's a good hope if that one were used, and it could. But then that substance is not stable. As soon as you put it outside, it changes color, and then it's no longer effective. And that definitely will not be suitable for us in Africa, where we have the sun and where products are not. So as now, there is also this question of vitamin C, ascorbic acid.
Okay.
Which it is told that if you take a lot of vitamin C, 1 gram or 3 grams a day, it would proven that some people, when they take it for a long time, their skins become fair. But not much research has been found in it, and we don't know whether taking high doses of vitamin C may give us some side effects. But because it's a soluble vitamin, of course, it's easily excreted, and we hope that that might be a solution. But so far, we have not been able to get a product that I can categorically say that this product will not leave us inside.
Okay.
We are praying that one day somebody will come
out. One day. Maybe you, Professor Daly. Thank you so much for your time. And then I want to add quickly, because I know we spoke earlier before the interview, the use of sunscreen. You recommended the use of sunscreen. We're running out of time, but I just wanted to throw it out there. Thank you so much, Professor Daly, for joining us.
Thank you. Very wonderful.
And that's all the time we have for today. For more on today's show, log on to our website at voanews.com/health. Thank you for joining us, and special thanks to all our affiliate stations throughout Africa for carrying Health Chat. I'm your host, Lenore Mudu in Washington. Until next time, take care, be well, and strive to make every day a healthy day.
Hi, I'm Susan Yawkey of VOA's International Edition.
Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after.